Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today. So, Arisha, I think we can agree as two incredibly powerful women of industry.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it can be tough to balance your career and your personal life.
Yeah, I mean, even when we weren't powerful women of industry, it was hard to balance both career and personal life. So absolutely,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, 100%. And it looks like NFL quarterback Tom Brady might be having, you know, some struggles juggling his life. He decided to unretire and play one more season, unfortunately, with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the age of 45.
Yeah, I've been trying to retire since I started working, so I'll never understand this decision.
Yeah.
But yeah, him deciding to suit up for one more year of football apparently is not going over well at home with his wife, Gisele Bündchen. She's throwing all sorts of penalty flags.
Yeah, and it looks like Brady realizes he dropped the ball. He's now trying to recover his costly fumble. And we are done with football metaphors now.
I mean, if only he could figure out how to inflate his marriage.
Ooh, okay. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. It's Wednesday, September 21st.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So Richies, we've all heard the old adage that you should quit while you're ahead. And somebody who did that and then undid that is NFL quarterback Tom Brady. He had a 22-year career, 7 Super Bowl rings, a lot of records that I can only imagine Josh Allen will be breaking any minute now.
I knew we shouldn't have done this topic.
but enough about the future GOAT. Let's get back to Tom Brady. He decided to, you know, hang him up after last season ended, but his retirement did not last long.
No, it didn't. It lasted longer than some of my jobs, but that doesn't really mean much. Yeah, so his official time away from football lasted about 6 weeks, which is just, come on, Tom. What kind of record are we going for here? He announced in March that he would be coming back for one more season at the age of 45, and he shared his decision to unretire in a tweet that said, "These past 2 months, I've realized my place is still on the field and not in the stands. That time will come, but it's not now. I love my teammates and I love my supportive family. They make it all possible.
Yeah, about that. So Tom's been married to Giselle for 13 years. They have a 12-year-old son named Benjamin, a daughter, Vivian, who's 9. And then they have Tom's son, Jack, from his previous relationship with Bridget Moynihan. And, you know, for the duration of their marriage, Giselle, I will say, has seemed to be very supportive.
Yeah.
She's at the games all the time. She's taking care of their kids.
Looking flawless each time, may I throw in? Because yeah. What the hell?
She's one of those people who just woke up like that, truly, I think. I mean, not that she hasn't, like,
right.
maybe had work done or whatever, but she's, I think, naturally just beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, I think about the times I went to football games, and it was really only in college. So,
yeah.
you know, it was after partying and after tailgating, and I never looked that put together, ever. And I was in my early 20s. Like, come on.
Well, that's just like her in The Devil Wears Prada. She's just like...
Yes.
I don't know. She's just like effortlessly beautiful, I think.
She really is.
But despite how supportive she's been, there are a lot of rumors that, you know, she's super pissed that he has once again... chosen football over the family.
Yeah. So Page Six reports that its sources say Tom's decision to unretire has been causing problems in their marriage because they agreed that he would retire to focus on the family, but then he changed his mind, which is super messed up. Like, come on, Tom.
How many times is he going to do this? Say he's done and then not be done. Like, I'm sick of it.
I swear, though, I know I'm showing my lack of football knowledge, but I'm pretty sure this is not uncommon with football stars. Didn't Brett Favre do this?
I don't know. I'm just hyper-focused on Tom Brady.
It's like they quit and then they're like, I don't know what to do. All I know is football. And it's like, this is why you need to round out your hobbies.
Yeah. Yeah, get some hobbies.
But People reports that there's a lot of tension. Giselle was so happy when he announced his retirement. And she wasn't thrilled. My God. Everyone but Tom was happy.
Yeah.
And she wasn't thrilled at all when he went back on that. So it sounds like Tom's football career has been an ongoing issue in their marriage. I mean, back in 2020, he talked about it on the Howard Stern show.
You know, she didn't feel like I was doing my part for the family, you know, and she felt like I would play football all season and she would take care of the house. And then all of a sudden when the season would end it, I'd be like, great, let me get into all my other business activities. Let me get into, you know, my football training. And she's sitting there going, well, when are you going to do things for the house? You know, I got to take care of things in my family because my family was the situation wasn't great. She wasn't satisfied with our marriage. So
yeah,
I needed
huge.
To make a change in that.
I mean, way to take all this back, right?
I know.
It's like, what?
It's like he had 6 weeks. That was like, I can't do this.
I know.
Like, come on. She's been, you know, taking care of the family.
For a long time.
For years. So, I don't know. Buck up, man. But just a few months ago in June, Tom admitted to Us Weekly that he needs to be better about balancing his career and his family. He said, during the offseason, my family's got a lot of time. I've enjoyed that. I can still do a better job of that. It's just constantly trying to be a little bit better each day.
So... recently, Giselle has actually been opening up about, you know, the whole work-life balance in her marriage with Tom. And in an interview with British Vogue back in May, Giselle confirmed that she and Tom have different priorities. She said his focus is on his career. Mine is mostly on the kids. Mm. And in Elle's most recent issue, Giselle shared her concern about Tom returning to football.
Yeah, in the interview, she called football a violent sport. And said, I have my children and I would like him to be more present. And that's like a very real concern. I mean,
yeah,
we've all read the headlines, at least, if not the articles, about the damage that can happen by playing football.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like Tom's a spring chicken.
No, he's not.
So when it came to Tom deciding to unretire, Giselle said, I have definitely had those conversations with him over and over again. But ultimately, I feel that everybody has to make a decision that works for them. He needs to follow his joy, too.
Mm-hmm.
But she also made it clear that she's ready for more and said, I've done my part, which is to be there for him. But she also wants to focus on her own dreams, which is fair. It kind of sounds like she's been putting them on hold.
Yeah.
Because she says she has a huge list of things she wants to do for herself.
Yeah.
Hopefully write a book about how to look that good just waking up.
Well, and it's also like, if he's been now saying for 2 years, he knows it's a problem.
Yeah.
And then chose to retire. And then he's like, nope.
Yeah.
Like, that's got to be annoying to her.
Yeah.
I understand that. Like,
I mean, it's one of those things where I was like, well, if the roles were reversed and a woman was, you know, had a career, because we try really hard to elevate women so that they can pursue their careers and it's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
But the flip side of that is you started a family. Like, you made decisions to have children.
Mm-hmm.
And with that comes a responsibility where you have to concede sometimes. And
yeah,
I just think it's really unfair that he's putting this all on her over and over again and has continued to.
Yeah.
Once again, the woman has to clean up the mess at home.
Classic. Well, she might not have to at his home because apparently there's rumors that they are now living apart.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently they've been living apart for the last 6 weeks. So a source close to Tom told People that he knows that this is his last season if he wants to stay married. And it looks like maybe some of that tension is spilling onto the field, although I do have my thoughts on that, as I'm sure you can imagine.
Of course you do. Yeah, so last week, it seemed like Tom's emotions got the best of him during the second half of a game between the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the New Orleans Saints,
mm-hmm.
because Tom threw a tablet to the ground, smashing it,
mm-hmm.
which, those things are expensive. Must be nice to be that rich, Tom. This outburst came just 2 days after it was reported he and Giselle had hit a rough patch and were leading separate lives. So, of course, people were like, oh, this must be because of that. People that aren't Brooke said this.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm sorry, but it would actually be news when Tom Brady doesn't throw a tantrum and throw shit at a football game. He's been doing this before they had problems. So don't even talk to me about this rough patch making him throw an iPad.
This isn't Wondery's The Lead. So
yeah, they should get me on that show.
Oh, my God. Like, do we have 4 hours to record? But on Sunday, Tom did post a lighthearted apology in response to his outburst.
Sorry for breaking that tablet. I think that's going to be another Twitter meme or something like that.
I just got to say, he doesn't have charisma.
Mm.
He seems robotic. I mean, not everybody's good at like talking to the press or like having,
sure,
you know, making statements. But he tries to be funny,
uh-huh,
or like caught up with the times, and I just feel like it always fails with him.
Yeah. I mean, look, obviously I don't like him.
What? I had no idea.
But maybe let's just give him the benefit of the doubt here.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he wanted to see what it was like to throw something that's not deflated, and he saw, and it didn't go well. So, you know.
Yep. He was like, that's it. Someone get me a deflated tablet. I will never do this again. So after the Twitter apology, he then last week opened up to reporters after they asked him about an 11-day absence he took last month to deal with a personal issue, which was kind of big because Tom is normally pretty guarded about his personal life.
It's all personal. You know, everyone's got different situations they're dealing with. So we all have really unique challenges to our life. And, you know, I'm 45 years old, man. There's a lot of shit going on. So
I don't know. I just feel like he's giving us nothing. And now we know how Giselle feels.
Yeah, great point. I just like, he's got a lot of shit going on. You mean like a family? My God. I don't, whatever. Josh Allen would never. I'm just
oh
kidding.
My God.
Go Bills. So anyway, listen. We do occasionally point out, sometimes sarcastically, sometimes not sarcastically, that celebrities are just like us. And, you know, that goes for athletes too. And it does look like Tom and Giselle do have some serious marriage stuff they need to work out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's obviously mad that his attention is more on football than the family. That makes sense. Tom's obviously feeling it too. But do you think a relationship can survive when someone prioritizes their career over their family over and over again? Like,
yeah, I mean, absolutely not.
Like, I thought you were going to say, yeah, I think so. Like, absolutely not.
Absolutely no way in hell. I feel like, you know, when you're in a relationship,
mm-hmm.
that's literally the definition of being in a relationship is learning how to compromise. And sometimes you give, sometimes you take. And it just feels like this seems like something that Giselle has kind of put a hard line on.
I know.
And Tom isn't budging. And it's just like, it's fine if you want to take your career over your family, but you have to understand that the consequences of that is you no longer have a family.
Right.
I don't know that football is going to keep you warm and fuzzy when you're 65, but Maybe.
Yeah. I mean, a deflated one might.
I was just going to say, get a bunch of deflated ones and then maybe it'll be warm.
Yeah, snuggle on up. I feel like he's not taking her seriously. To me, it gives off a vibe of like, I don't think she's really going to end it.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep playing and see how it goes, see if I can keep pushing that boundary.
Yeah. I don't believe him when he was like, I'm doing this just for one more year.
No, because he said that again. He said that before.
He's going to do it until literally his legs fall off from running. And then he's like, well, I physically can't. The coach won't hire me or whoever hires him.
If I know anything about the NFL, they'll still let Tom Brady be a quarterback with no legs.
They'll give him deflated ones.
They love that guy. Too much.
They really do. They do love him.
And I've had enough. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
And tell your friends, we've got the hot goss.
One, two, three, four. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.